This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. There were no new shutdown orders and no new statewide mask mandate in Governor Mike DeWine's evening address to the state of Ohio on Wednesday. And joining us now to talk about it is Dr. Jamel Bowers, Regional Medical Director for Sound Physicians, which provides inpatient services for Mercy Health. Dr. Bowers, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
And good afternoon to you. Dr. Bowers, I think a lot of us in the media and frankly, a good number of people out there in the general population were anticipating some significant news from the governor. What was the medical community, like the one you serve in, expecting?
I think, you know, I can't speak for why he did not make any decisions about that. But I think that he is appealing to the common decency of people at this time, saying this is kind of our opportunity to do the right thing to slow down the spread of this disease. And if we can all kind of put our mask on when we're in public, wash our hands, use hand sanitizer, do appropriate social distancing, that the data shows that we can make a difference and shut this down on our own without having to resort to mandatory masking, mandatory shutdowns, and going back to kind of where we were back in March. We were able to do all of that with mandated decrees back during those months. And hopefully, if we can just kind of do the right thing on our own, we may not have to get back to that point.
We've seen other governors across the country mandate masks, even recently, Kentucky, Alabama. We've seen other states roll back their reopening plan or start to shut down again, really almost completely. Meanwhile, Governor DeWine on Wednesday said Ohio is sliding down a very dangerous path, but did not, as you noted, mandate face mask and did not roll back the reopening at this particular time. It was more of a stern emphasis that people should be wearing masks. But seeing that we're sliding down a very dangerous path seems significant. And you're in the medical community. Are you seeing that? Are you seeing the state slide down a very dangerous path?
We are seeing an increase in the number of cases, but currently for the Cincinnati area, we are able to handle the capacity. We, within the Mercy system and collaborating with the other hospital systems in Cincinnati, are able to adjust and absorb this increased capacity. What we don't want to get to is a point where we cannot handle the capacity, and we are certainly potentially heading that way if we don't try and do the right thing.
I'm glad you noted that, Dr. Bowers, because we've heard a lot of frustration from people who remind us that early on, health officials and political and government leaders were telling us, you know, so many days to flatten the curve and that the goal of that is not to overwhelm the healthcare system. And then they were looking at the declining numbers back when we had those and saying, look, we did what you asked us to do and we flattened the curve. But now that it's rising again, it seems that there's a disconnect between the facts on the ground and the messages that we want to receive now. So we're back, it sounds like, with what you just said, to square one, that the goal again is to flatten the curve and to make sure that we don't overwhelm the healthcare system. Is that something that we could be in danger of doing?
It is if we can't mask up. So wear a mask whenever you're in public, covering your nose and mouth. It's simple. It's not a difficult thing. As I've stated many times before, surgeons do this every day. Medical health professionals wear masks every single day. We're not falling over. We're not passing out. It's to protect the patients from us exposing them and to protect us from working with sick patients. So it's something that is well tolerated. And, you know, many other countries have done this and have been able to successfully reopen up. We've seen this in New Zealand, and even in places where they are having small outbreaks, if they can kind of jump right back on it and go back into full protective mode, they're able to successfully work their way through it. I think the answer when we opened up society was to come back out wearing everything. It wasn't that we could return to normal because, again, we don't have a cure for the disease and we do not yet have a vaccine. So we have to use caution when we are back out in society so that we don't spread the virus.
And we're talking with Dr. Jamel Bowers, Regional Medical Director for Sound Physicians, which provides inpatient services for Mercy Health. And Dr. Bowers, I think that's another important note to emphasize, is that when we did see certain sectors within the economy start to reopen, we were able to go out to eat again, for example. That seemed to be a message to folks that we were out of the woods. And I'm wondering if you could comment as a medical professional on the messaging that we've gotten. It has been a bit mixed from the federal level, particularly as it relates to masks, because now we're all hearing this emphasis on masks. We heard the CDC director say just this week that if 80% of people would mask up every day, we'd get a handle on this thing within 4 to 8 weeks. Do you think that initial messaging about masks, that we didn't necessarily need them unless they were N95 and we needed to save those for doctors, brought us to this moment where we're having a very challenging conversation with our community about their importance now?
I think that did complicate things, but with any new disease process, the data is always evolving. And so what we may have all thought was true 3-4 months ago may not be true now as we start to get more and more data. This is a virus that has exceeded all of our expectations on what a virus should do. It may not be as lethal as some of the other diseases in the past, but it certainly has spread like nothing we've ever seen. And as the data continues to evolve, you know, we've had to adapt to that. That's science. So it doesn't mean that we were lying in the beginning or giving out false information. We were reacting to the data that we had at the time. And now, you know, we have good data that shows if we wear a mask, protecting particularly us from putting secretions out into the environment, that we can help to decrease the spread.
Dr. Bowers, I want to talk about something that you just noted there, that this is spreading faster than anything you've, or spreading like nothing you've seen before. And that's another piece of the national conversation that has conflicting points of view, regardless of what the facts might say. We see a lot of social media comparisons to the flu. It's the flu is deadlier than COVID-19. And if you get COVID-19, you're not in a lot of danger. What is your message if you heard someone say that to you, that the flu is deadlier and that this probably isn't going to be anything worse than a cold? What is the message?
The message is protect yourself and protect others. And you don't personally know if you are not going to be the one who's going to be affected. So we certainly have seen with some recent news stories that people who have gone to some COVID parties, while the vast majority of them didn't get sick, some of them have actually passed away. You don't know who's going to get sick. You don't know if you are going to be the carrier who brings it home to your loved ones and one of them gets sick. That's the whole beauty in a bad way of this virus, is that you don't know who it's really going to affect.
And that's
what makes it even more dangerous.
That seems to be part of the conflicting messages too, not necessarily from medical professionals this time, but as we get into these raging arguments on social media about whether we should wear masks, it seems to be lost that, yeah, you might be okay if you contract this, but you are contagious, and you are contagious right to someone who may not be as lucky or may not have the immune system that you have or the health situation that you have, and it could kill them.
Correct. And you've seen people come home and they spread it through their entire family. Certainly multiple hospitals within the city have had admitted entire families who have been affected by this disease process. Again, you don't know who's going to have a mild or asymptomatic case and who's going to actually die from this. And that's why it's so important to try and protect everyone, to try and do the right thing. And that's what I think that the governor might have been trying to say, try and do the right thing so that we don't have to come in and do those things that other states are mandating. If we can do it, take it upon ourselves to try and do the right thing now.
Again, we're talking with Dr. Jamel Bowers, Regional Medical Director for Sound Physicians, and that provides inpatient services for Mercy Health. And Dr. Bowers, back when this thing was really starting to grip us, we had many doctors on and asked about the condition of their fellow doctors and medical professionals, the status of the hospitals that they're working in. And we did hear some scary things, and not just as it related to the patients, but the toll that it takes on medical professionals. I'm wondering what it looks like now. I know the governor said we're sliding down a dangerous path. What does it look like on the ground for your colleagues?
I think on the ground, I hate to use the term new normal, but this is the new normal. So we are all used to coming into work now facing a different reality. We mask up continuously through the hospital, and when we are actually seeing patients who we think or are proven to have the virus, we have the full set of PPE on that the hospital's provided for us. Initially, I think there was quite a bit of fear that, are we going to catch this? You know, are we going to have enough protection? But I think that we have kept our infection rate extremely low because we are able to fully protect ourselves. And because people have seen that everybody's not getting sick, and as a matter of fact, the few cases that we may have had, and this is throughout Sound, a lot of them are actually community acquired. So we're seeing that within the hospital itself, it's actually one of the safer places because we have all of the equipment to be able to protect ourselves. And now that a lot of the practitioners are realizing this, we are feeling, if not comfortable, at least we're used to this. We're used to dealing with this on a daily basis, and we're used to caring for patients, and we've adapted.
Dr. Jamel Bowers is the Regional Medical Director for Sound Physicians, which provides inpatient services for Mercy Health. Dr. Bowers, thank you so much for the time you gave us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
And we'll let you know that Governor Mike DeWine will host a press briefing today at 2 o'clock this afternoon. We will have that here on 91.7 FM and at WVXU.org. And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer of today's show is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstro. Our theme music is composed by Rob Fetters. You can find archives of our program online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Marks.